to EAA Radio Live. Air Ventures daily conversation with interesting people who make aviation great. In just a moment, we'll go live to the EAA Welcome Center on Celebration Way, where you can join the live audience. So stop by in the next hour and join the conversation. You always have a reserved seat next to your radio, web browser, or mobile phone. Visit EAARadio.net to enhance your listening experience. Now, from EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, here are your hosts, Steve Buss and Fareed Guillot, with EAA Radio Live.
We are at the Welcome Center, day 6 of Air Venture 2011. I'm Fareed Guillot, and we'll be talking with night air show performers here for the next half hour, and just coming up at 11:30, a program note, country music entertainer Aaron Tippin, who does a lot of work with the Commemorative Air Force, will be here at 11:30 to talk with Steve Buss. And that's coming up in about a half hour. But first, I'd like to introduce the folks up on the stage. For those of you who are in the audience, thanks for coming. But those of you out in the radio audience, we have Neil Darnell from Team Chaos and Bob Carlton, who does a jet-powered sailplane act. And we also hope to be joined by Steve Oliver, who also will be performing tonight in the Night Air Show. But as soon as he shows up, we will introduce him right now. He's just an empty chair. But thanks, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
All right. This is technically the third Night Air Show at AirVenture. Last year, we said it was the first, but there was actually one in 1989. But now this is the third Night Air Show. I did not see last year's Night Air Show. Were either one of you in it?
Nope.
Yeah, I was in last year's show.
And what was it like to fly in that show, at least here at AirVenture? This is Bob Carlton.
You know, that last year's air show was just a magic evening. Everything about that show was perfect. The weather was great. The crowd was great. Good lineup of performers. And it really was a special event.
Well, Bob flies a jet-powered sailplane called the Super Salto. It's a self-launch, and it performs classic sailplane aerial ballet and screaming low-level jet aerobatics. You also have the world's only twin jet sailplane. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, well, I started out, in flying sailplanes in the air show business, one of the biggest problems is trying to find a tow plane and tow pilot. And so I discovered the little model airplane jet engines, and my first jet sailplane actually had two of those. That plane now, the engines have been taken off, and it's no longer a jet. But the one I'm flying now using the PBS engine from the Czech Republic is just a really fabulous aircraft.
We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I'd like to just talk a little bit more about Neil Darnell, who is one of three person team of Team Chaos, and you spent your first part of your career in motorsports, and then you decided to get a jet powered vehicle.
I've done a little bit of all types of racing. I've done tractor pulling. I've done truck pulling. I've done funny cars, motorcycles, a little bit of everything. I'm not quite as young as I used to be, and I decided that I wanted to get something that was a little less or a little more maintenance friendly, but we found that with a jet engine. And of course the extreme part of it is we put it in a little pickup.
Now you are the ground portion of this three person act, and talk a little bit more about the other people on your team.
Well, yeah, I drive the Flash Fire jet truck, and I've got two team members on the Team Chaos side, Randy Harris, who flies a Skybolt, and then Gary Ward, who flies an MX-2. They're both great pilots. I think they're both going home today. Of course, the Team Chaos X, we haven't figured out how to do it at night yet, so so tonight we're going to do the jet truck. I'll tell you, let me talk just a little bit about the night shows. The night shows are like totally different from what you see during the day. Now, this applies not only to jet trucks, but also to the airplane acts, glider acts, whatever, all the guys in the air. It's a whole different world. And, of course, this one, they're going to start it at dusk. And, yeah, you've got the lineup, and I'm sure you'll go over that here in a little while. But, you know, it goes from twilight to total darkness. And of course, they're saving the best for last, the jet truck.
Get everybody else on the ground first.
A lot of people say I have an ego problem. But, but anyway... The jet truck will close the show, but we've got some great stuff. And also, in the middle of the thing, actually just before the jet truck, they're going to have their big fireworks display. But anyway, for you folks that have seen air shows, if you've never seen a night show, you want to make sure and stick around for this, because it is absolutely incredible and so different from the daytime shows. It's amazing.
I do want to say that in person is the best way to see this air show, but we will also have it. Those of you who have been watching the air show from way far away on the webcam, we will have a camera going during the night air show as well, but we definitely encourage you to come on out to AirVenture and see it in person, because it's going to be a beautiful night tonight. And talk a little bit about some considerations at night. Can you make the flames brighter, or is it? It's just there's nothing you can do about that.
If you've seen a jet truck during the day, you see it at night, you'll think it's just a totally different show. I mean, we will light up the world, and I can't give away all the secrets, but we've got some special things going on for our performance tonight. But let me back up a little bit. I kind of got sidetracked. I wanted to talk a little bit more about Team Chaos. We did perform twice earlier in the week. We do have a website, teamchaosairshows.com, that I'd like everybody to go visit. And we also have a website for flashfirejettruck.com that gives you a lot of photos, a lot of videos. There are several videos of the Team Chaos Act, if you missed it, that are there. And then, of course, YouTube is good these days. You can go to YouTube and type in Team Chaos Air Shows, and you're going to find a lot of stuff there. So if you missed it, you know, you can do that. And then also, you know, we perform at a lot of the big air shows around the country, so you can catch up with it there. But what it consists of is the two airplanes and the jet truck, and we always close the show with our signature 1,200-foot wall of fire. And it's there's kind of a storyline that goes along with it. The guys like to kind of pick on the jet truck, basically saying that, hey, this is an air show. What's a jet truck doing here? And Neil doesn't intimidate very well, so it all works out in the end. One of the guys gets the honor of racing the jet truck, and the other guy, we won't say what all he does, but he kind of makes a mess of things. But it's a great show. We're happy that we're being so well received. We've been doing this now for about 6 years.
And you're sponsored by the Air National Guard?
Well, the Air National Guard is sponsoring one of the trucks. I now have two jet trucks. My son Chris drives the second truck, and Chris is actually the newest member of Team Chaos, and Chris will be doing most of the Team Chaos shows in the future. My truck is, we got the Air National Guard on board as our sponsor, and we've started a new act for that. It's called Max Adrenaline, and it's very similar to the Team Chaos Act.
Okay, so we go from brute force and lots of flame to grace and beauty in the sky. Bob, tell us a little bit about your night act.
Well, you know, first of all, the first time I ever saw a jet truck at an air show, I thought, what's a truck doing at an air show? The next day, I was right up at the fence with everybody else. So, but yeah, my show is a completely different. I like to call it the punctuation in the show. It's a pause. It's quieter music. It's softer ballet type maneuvers, especially at night. At night, we're limited by the FAA to 500 feet and above, so we can't get down low and do some of the hardcore stuff that we can do in the day. But there's a lot of pyrotechnics, a lot of lights on the airplane, and especially with the wide wingspan that I have, it's a really impressive act. And for those of you that are watching on the webcam, I know my wife will be watching from home. She couldn't make it here tonight. and she'll be over at my mom's house. They'll be watching on the webcam. And by the way, she says she's been watching that all week and says whoever's running the webcam is doing a great job.
Well, we thank you very much, because that was one thing that we worked really hard. Is something we knew we tried this year, and we're glad that we've been getting a lot of great response from people who couldn't be at the air show. You said you talked about lights, and I saw some of the footage from last year. Being someone who's flown at night a lot, how disorienting are the strobes, or you just not see them?
Most of the lights and the pyrotechnics on this plane are on the wingtips and behind me, so it's not too much of a problem. But when I started the night shows, I did it with a Skybolt, like Randy Harris flies, and I had the strobe lights mounted on the front of the airplane. And you really have to be careful learning where to look and where not to look when you start doing maneuvers. And just learning to do those same maneuvers but not using the reference points that you were used to using was actually a bit of a challenge.
We'll be talking more with Bob Carlton and Neil Darnell in just a few moments. You're listening to EAA Radio Live.